America's firefighters have largely been forgotten by the federal government, even though they're the first line of defense against COVID-19. That's according to Gary Ludwig, the fire chief in Champaign, Illinois, who also currently serves as president of the International Association of Fire Chiefs.
We have already lost at least 6 firefighters to COVID-19, while others remain on ventilators. There have been more than 1,000 other firefighters that have been tested positive for coronavirus, and there are over 5,000 firefighters that have been quarantined. And it's only been a month into this crisis, and we still can't get personal protective equipment that we must have to not only keep us safe, but also keep the public safe. In fact, the Strategic National Stockpile rarely gets the needed medical supplies into the hands of our firefighters in great numbers.
Ludwig adds that firefighters also need financial assistance.
There is no doubt that COVID-19 is hitting our fire department funding from multiple directions, and it threatens the very existence of EMS and fire protection in our communities. Without significant federal help, there is ultimately going to be longer response times in many areas of the country. And this will happen as fire stations close and volunteer fire departments no longer have any money to exist. But in creating the CARES Act, lawmakers ignored the fact the fire service is the nation's largest provider of EMS. The act gave just $100 million to the fire service. Compare that with the much-needed $850 million that law enforcement received. That's why it's so important, with Congress working on the next stimulus bill, that it would be totally disastrous to keep forgetting America's firefighters.
For more information, visit IAFC.org.